This is Dr. Jeff Kane with Healthcare as Though People Matter. Many years ago, I was chief physician in a county hospital emergency department. Some 20 docs worked under me, and I was supervised by a single administrator, whom, to tell the truth, I hardly ever heard from. Thus, in our shop anyway, there was a 10-to-1 ratio of doctors to administrators. Since then, healthcare slowly morphed from a service into a business. Did I say business? Well, it's become one of the nation's largest industries, consisting of more than a sixth of our total economy. And those who administer this business have multiplied like bunnies on steroids. Their work includes collecting payments from third parties and enforcing regulations dictated by government and insurance agencies. That's what they're good at. The sorry fact that they know nothing about what actually happens in examining rooms is the source of multiple miseries, but that's another story. Since my emergency department days, the number of docs has doubled, and the number of medical administrators has increased 3,000%. That is, for every American doctor now, there are not one administrator, but 15 administrators. And who do you think pays them, from the most humble clerk to the $20 million a year CEO? We do, of course, one way or another. Maybe I needed an administrator back in the old days, but I know I don't need 15 now. Think about that the next time you wonder why healthcare has gotten so expensive. It's estimated that private health insurance corporations bear overhead costs of 25 to 30%. That is, more than a quarter of their expenditures aren't for healthcare, but simply cover internal administration. And medical offices spend 25 to 30% of staff time just trying to get compensation from those corporations and agencies. This is an absurd waste of time, talent, and money when you consider that Medicare's overhead is about 5%. Our current ridiculous arrangement reminds me of fire departments 150 years ago. They were private companies then and competed fiercely with each other, often at fire scenes. When people eventually noticed how awkward, wasteful, and even dangerous this was, they created publicly funded fire departments, which we still find cost-effective. I wonder when we'll feel similarly about healthcare. This has been Dr. Jeff Kane reminding you that it's genuine healthcare only when people matter.
Jeff Kane is a physician and writer in Nevada City, California. His latest book is Healing Healthcare: How Doctors and Patients Can Heal Our Sick System.